The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that.
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Clouds.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. With Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. They can be sports, pop culture, political, whatever you might have. Give us a call at 312-332-3776 and we'll try to give you an idea of the current auction value of your collectible. And speaking of auctions, the Huggins and Scott June auction bidding begins tomorrow. It's hard to believe with the way the weather's been this week, Vince, that June starts tomorrow, doesn't
it? Kind of felt like early November this morning.
Yeah, it really
did. Kind of rainy and gray.
Yeah, you know? There's been a lot of weekend rain. It can't be good for the golf course guys lately.
That's
I feel
sure.
Kind of sorry for them. But, Bill, looks like you guys have a lot of good stuff. I got the catalogs in this week at T-Crown for the June Huggins and Scott auction. A lot of nice stuff.
I think it's more lots than we've had in quite some time. I'm a little over 1,300, and I don't know that there's any. It's not one of those auctions with a giant marquee piece, but it's just so much diversity in this auction. It's got to have more than one item for everybody.
Yeah, there's a lot of good. You're right. Like, not something that looks like it's going to sell for $1 million, but a lot of really good items
it's
in it.
It's a deep auction.
It's deep. It's like one of our splits, Vince,
right.
Where we don't
That's
get
right.
the monster first hit, but it's deep.
Yep,
you get
yep.
good third and fourth rounders
That's
in
right.
there.
That's
but
right.
here's some. I'll be reading off some of the things that are in the auction. Bidding begins tomorrow, ends June 11th. You can go to HugginsandScott.com if you don't have a catalog, and you can bid online. And they can also, if they haven't registered yet, I had a guy in yesterday at T-Crown that was asking how you register. They can just either call you guys up, or can they do it right online, Bill?
Yeah, you can do both. I mean, you can do the whole thing online. It'll send you an email that you have to kind of respond to once you've registered, and that will instantly confirm your registration.
All right, very good. Like, here's a 1933 baseball autograph page with 17 signatures, including Rabbit, is it Moranville, I guess it is, and Hack Wilson, who, for Chicago fans, a lot of Cub fans, I'm sure, know the history of Hack Wilson. Great player. I think he kind of drank himself out of the league earlier than he should have. Died at a fairly young age. So his autographs, there's not a lot of autographs out there. That'll be interesting to see what that does. And that actually ties in. Now, my Twitter ID is TCrownTom. Sometimes I'll talk about items that people have brought into T-Crown or emailed me during the week. And I'll put a photo up on Twitter, at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If you're not on Twitter and you want to see this stuff on my TCrownTom.com website, there's a list of headings at the top. One of them says Twitter, and you can see the items that I've listed there. And there were some really neat stuff brought in this week. But tying in with that 30s autograph, I got... from JR emailed me, he had his grandfather, I guess, was in with a lot of the White Sox in the 1930s, and he's got, and I put a photo of this, in addition to a bunch of game-used gloves, he has an actual game-worn complete White Sox jersey from the mid-30s, and it included shoes, stirrups, socks, jack, uniform top and bottom, baseballs. He had all kinds of stuff, and he said a lot of the stuff was in a briefcase that he said it was a neat briefcase. It smelled like the 30s. And I actually would like to see JR even – I'd like to see that briefcase if you're listening, JR, and you can send a picture of that. But now it looks like it was a Mule Haas uniform, who was actually a very good player. He played in the 30s, had a .292, I know, career average. So it looked like he was a very good player. Now, Bill, the question on this, I don't know, you probably can't see the picture of it, but he had asked about restoration of some of this stuff. Baseballs were, if they're wet, you know, there's nothing you can do about them. But he was asking about restoration of a uniform jersey that's stained from water or whatever. I told him what I recommend. If you're not sure, leave it alone. It's best to leave it alone. I've never heard of anybody being able to restore a jersey. I actually tried to contact Mears with if they had any suggestions on that or how it would affect the value, and I haven't heard back from them. Do you have any thoughts on that, Bill?
Well, Tom, we've had other jerseys that we have actually sold that have, when you say restoration, they've had the numbers put back on them,
okay,
or some of the piping redone, or some of the a patch may have fallen off, and they have found a patch, you know, not necessarily original time period numbers or patches or piping, but something that will make the jersey look more attractive. But I kind of agree with you in the fact that when we offer this thing, there are a lot of collectors out there who that wear, that use, that stains, that time period wear, that adds character to the item, and they want to leave it as is, regardless of what it looks like. And then there are people who would want to make it more eye appealing, presentable. So they may want to have portions of it restored. But I think you're right in advising the gentleman to leave it as is and let the people decide, you know, whether they want to do it or not.
Right. And I think that's probably a good idea for anything. If you're not sure, don't do it.
Don't alter the original making of it.
I remember when we were younger, at one point, my brother and I had a card collection from the 60s that we found the shoebox. And my brother goes, hey, I got an idea. You know what we should do? We should cut the cards up and make a collage and put them in a frame. And he was my older brother. I usually went along with what he did, but I said, I don't think that's such a good idea. Yeah, that's one that you don't want to do. So, you know, you just never know. But I think it's better if you're not sure to leave it alone. Now, the number here is 312-332-3776. Where you can call with a question about the value of your collectibles. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. We're giving away two boxes of cards this week to one caller, or if you tweet an item that I use on the show, that will get in the drawing also. We're giving away a 2015 Donruss baseball box and a 2015 Contenders Draft football box, which has at least five autographs in it, sometimes six. They've got some pretty good autographs in there, and it's got that Contenders look, so that's good early season product for getting the guys that were in the 2015 NFL Draft getting some of their first autographs. So 312-332-3776 is the number, or like I say, if you tweet me an item, and Tim from Joliet is on the line. What do you have there, Tim?
Yeah, I've got two different pictures. I've got Tom Waddle and Bill Robinowski. They were roommates, and they played together at Boston College.
I didn't know that Tom Waddle roomed with Romanowski. Now, Waddle, of course, because of the Waddle and Sylvie show on afternoons, I put that at about $1 million, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Romanowski, maybe not so much, about $20 or so. But that's a neat item.
You didn't want to get hit by Romanowski, running through the line.
No, or spit on by him either. I think he did that more than once. But
That's all I got. I got a picture of those guys, and I got a picture of John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, don't like that. I would consider that nothing. I don't know, Bill, do you do any of that stuff in your auction?
Years ago, we had John Wayne Gacy was a pseudo wannabe artist or something, but we had, somebody gave us a a drawing or something that he did when he was in. Oh my God, we put that in the auction. I have no idea what it went for. The amount of calls I got, really? You guys need this money? You really need to make money on this? So
yeah, personally,
it's the killers, Nazi stuff, we just really stay away from
the
that.
The way I've always thought about that, I think of the families of the victims, yeah. And I really don't want to have anything to do with any mass murderers or any of that type stuff.
However, Tom, there are a lot of people out there who pay a lot of money
for that stuff. I know. No. I just don't. I'm not going to. I don't want to promote it, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. That's kind of my philosophy on that one.
I don't even want to speak about it, let alone anything else.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. But so we got our rips in, so that was good. Next on the line, we have Mike's on the road, just cruising on the road. Mike, where are you right now? What road are you on?
I'm actually in Lamont playing with my dogs outside.
Oh, okay. Keep the dogs off the road if traffic's coming by.
That's right. Hey, I got a question for you. Now, I have, do you remember when the baseball went on strike and they canceled the World Series?
Yeah, 1994.
Yeah, I have all they printed the White Sox because they're in the playoff hunt. So they printed all the playoff tickets and the World Series tickets. I have all those that are still attached and in mint condition. Are they worth anything?
You know, I think a little bit, Bill, just not much, though, correct?
Right. They do sell as far as for they're sort of, I guess you wouldn't really call it phantoms because, you know, you could call them phantoms, Mike, but they do sell the whole package, maybe, you know, $100 to $200 to the right person.
And it might not be a bad idea to get, like, Frank Thomas to sign one because he was killing it that year. Yep. It's too bad he couldn't finish that year. I would have liked to see him. That might have ended up being, like, the monster year of his, and it just ended. That was pretty bad when that did happen. Now, speaking of things that get brought in to T-Crown, and I put pictures up on Twitter, Ross from St. Charles stopped in yesterday with his son, and they had a really interesting story, and they had some neat items with them. I put a picture up of a 1963 New York Yankees ball that they got. Apparently, Ross's father was a pilot for United in the 60s, and he used to fly sports teams fairly often, so he would keep a baseball with them, and if a team was ever with them, he'd ask if they would sign the ball. He'd give it to the front guy in the seat, and they were all there. They'd sign it. They'd pass it to each other and sign it. It was no big deal.
Very
they had a good time, and they were happy to do it. Well, this particular ball from the 63 Yankees, which they made the World Series that year. I think they lost to the Dodgers maybe. But the interesting part about this, Bill, on the sweet spot, in addition to Mantle and Berra, it had Del Webb, who I believe was one of the owners of the Yankees, must have been sitting in the front spot on the airplane and signed it. I thought that's kind of interesting where having him added on to that team, do you think? I thought that helps the value of it. Do you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. How much it helps it dollar-wise, folding money-wise, I couldn't tell you that, but it is certainly a plus. Plus what? We would have to find out when you sell it and compare it to other 63 Yankee balls that have sold.
Yeah, I put a picture of that up also on the T-Crown Tom at Twitter. You can see the signatures. That was probably his boldest, cleanest signatures on that ball. I think that ball would go for a lot of money if you auctioned it. It turned out that Ross's son, who was with him, I don't know, maybe he's around 20 or so. I don't know for sure. But he was into the collection. So Ross had decided, I think he was just going to keep it and pass it down. A lot of times when guys want to sell something like that, they either don't have kids or they don't have any kids who are interested in it. So they're like, I might as well just sell it then. But Ross's son seemed like he was really into it. He had done the research on the years.
Cool.
And
cool.
You could tell he really thought it was cool. They liked how they had him displayed. Yeah. So I think they're going to hang on to him. But it really was a good group of balls. They had 63 Dodgers was kind of faded. They had a 63 Houston Colt 45s. Remember,
really?
Before the Astrodome,
yeah. Yep.
They were the Colt 45s.
Now, did they have chartered planes back then? Or
you
just
know,
kinda...
this was a United pilot, yeah. So I think it would have been just a regular passenger plane, but the team, they would know the teams were on
the team,
yeah.
Or something.
He had a 63 Cubs, which is kind of neat because it had a nice Ken Hubbs
on
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's a good year. Lou Brock, your guy, was on there, too. No, Ernie Broglio hadn't gotten there yet.
I'll never live that nightmare down, right?
So that was pretty neat. But it's always good to see stuff like that. Okay, now we've got Will is on the row. What do you have there, Will?
Yep.
Hey.
I'm on 39 South of Rockford.
Okay, what do you have?
Well, I've got a lot of stuff you guys probably don't like. It's all 1960s Packer jerseys, original custom cloth.
Actually, we like that a lot, Will. If they're good, we don't have to collect it ourselves. If that's a good auction item, you've got game-worn Packer jerseys from the 60s?
Not game-worn, but the original custom cloth from the 60s. So it is it's the same cloth that was played in the game. I got them from the place that makes them, made them for the Packers in the 60s. I've got Starr, Horning, Taylor, Thurston, Kramer, Dowler, Willie Davis, Willie Wood, Herb Adderley.
Now, are these all single-sign jerseys, or do you have them all on one jersey?
All single-signed.
Wow. Now, what do you think of that, Bill, if it was jerseys produced just like the official Packer jerseys and produced in the 60s? Were they signed back then also?
No, they were signed within the last 10 years.
Okay. What do you think of that value compared to somebody who buys a newer Packer jersey and gets one of the 60s guys to sign it, Bill?
I think you're looking at certainly more value there again. How much more? I don't know that anybody's done that before, so it's hard to have anything to compare it to. So, I mean, I'd be happy to, if you're interested in selling one of those, to put one in our auction and kind of get your feedback as to what they're worth in today's market.
I would think you'd be pleasantly surprised with what it would go for. I would think if you can send, if you're on Twitter, send a picture to @TCrownTom or send me an email, tom@tcrowntom.com, with a picture of one of them. I'd love to see that.
I've got them all framed, and they're hanging in my office presently.
Oh, cool. Well, nice. Yeah, if you want to send one, I'll tweet a picture of it so people can see them, even if you're not going to sell them. It would be neat for us to see.
And I've got two other ones that the honorary best running backs in my mind that I've got also autographed. I got a Sanders and a Sayers.
Okay, well, both great open field runners. Now, were those, okay, the Sayers, was that produced in the 60s, or are these newer jerseys?
Nope, that's also the Bear jersey in the back in the 60s.
Oh, well, that's cool. See, I typically, Sayers would sell for less than a Barry Sanders, but I think because it's on that old style jersey, it might actually be more. That's a good item. Well, it's time for a short break now. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away two boxes of cards, a 2015 Donruss baseball box and a 2015 Contenders Draft football box, to one caller, or if you tweet an item, I use @TCrownTom as my Twitter ID. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, we have two boxes to give away for a prize, a 2015 Donruss baseball box and a 2015 Contenders Draft football box, to one caller, 312-332-3776. Or if you tweet me an item at @TCrownTom and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And the winner, all they have to do is email Vince at ercdelivery.com, and ERC Delivery, free of charge, will deliver it right to your door. Vince's company, ERC Delivery. Vince, when did you start? There was something, When was it that you started your business?
October 1999.
1999.
So about 16 years.
Yeah, okay. So that's been quite a while. And it's grown quite a bit in that time.
Yeah, I got about 50 guys and 24 hours a day. So we got a lot of good people working for us.
Nice. So if anybody in the Chicago area needs something delivered on demand, contact Vince at ercdelivery.com. And don't forget now the Huggins and Scott auction, the June auction bidding starts tomorrow. June 1st, go to HugginsandScott.com. All kinds of stuff going on there. You can register through the website. Nolan Ryan, 1979 Angels game-worn uniform, graded Mears A10, $5,000 minimum bid. I wonder what that'll go for. I've never seen a Ryan game-worn jersey from the Angels for sale. Have you seen one, Bill?
Well, I think there have been a few sold in the past, and gosh, and several of them have gotten into the five figures. But the key part of this is the grading of this thing as a 10. There, it's very tough to get 10 on from these grading companies on equipment and stuff, unless it's got virtually impeccable provenance behind it. And this did. So, I mean, the idea of this is sort of the best of Nolan Ryan jersey.
The picture of it looks absolutely beautiful, without a doubt. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to watch the bidding. Lots of cards, all kinds of lots of cards, and a lot of cards are on there. And, like, for they have graded cards, a Koufax rookie that's an SGC-7. There's a 1956 Topps Baseball complete 340-card set with 18 PSA graded stars, $500 minimum bid. So go to HugginsandScott.com and you can check things out, see if there's anything you want to bid on. If you haven't registered with them yet, register and bid away. So we've got Darren from Grand Rapids, Michigan. What's up, Darren? Darren, now in Grand Rapids, do you hear us on the radio or are you listening online? How are you listening up there?
Oh, no, actually, yeah, you guys come across, you come across really, clearly.
Beautiful.
All the Chicago stations do.
Very good. Very
cool. Yeah.
Vince, do you deliver to Grand Rapids,
Absolutely.
Michigan?
Absolutely. We will get it to him if he's the winner.
Okay. What do you have, Darren?
I've had this ball for a while. I don't know if it has any value or not, but it's a 1984 Detroit Tigers baseball, but it's not the original signatures. It's just all the printed signatures on it.
Oh, stamped on signatures.
I don't know if that ball has any value or not.
Maybe $10 to $20 for something like that. I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of value, but now if you had the actual team-signed ball, then you're looking at hundreds probably on that item. And speaking of the Detroit area here, this is a Montreal, okay. John sent a picture on Twitter, has an item, designed the framing himself. It looks like Guy Lafleur is one of the guys that signed it. But he said, since we're a hockey town, boy, the Blackhawks.
Especially after last night.
Oh, what a game.
That was amazing.
Great. Taves getting those two quick early goals was awesome. But I never felt 100% confident until Seabrook got that fifth goal. Then I felt... Okay, I think we're good now.
That was 4-2, and you felt the momentum swinging to Anaheim's way, and you felt another goal, and all of a sudden game.
Yeah, but, then they could start to tighten up a little bit. But you did feel the Hawks just played great. I mean, they're playing really well.
They dominated from the moment of the first goal on. And,
they really did. Yep. A great game, fun to watch, and now we get to watch them in the finals.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's good. See, Bill, Chicago does have the occasional winner.
My two teams, the Wizards and the Capitals, they're home watching it on TV.
Starting to do pretty well. I did a list of the hot hitters for May. I do that on the Sunday morning on our website where we do the fantasy baseball. You can look up the last 30 days. And Bryce Harper cooled off a little bit, but still for the last 30 days, 369, 13 homers, 28 RBIs, 905 slugging. So, man, he's really the stardom that a lot of people predicted. It looks like he's finally hitting it.
And he's still 21, 22?
22 years old. Still younger than Chris Bryant was when he played his first game in the majors.
Kidding.
And he's had all this experience, you know, when you think about it. Really something else. Another guy who is under the radar, but had an incredible May. Jason Kipnis for
Cleveland.
This guy hit 430 in May, a second baseman with a 515 on base percent. It's kind of like 16 in softball there, those type numbers. And he had four homers, 16 RBIs for a second baseman.
Good all around player, for sure.
But he is a good scrappy player.
Yep.
Okay, Luke from Plainfield's on the line. What do you have there, Luke?
Hi, guys. I got a Greg Maddux signed baseball, and he wrote his Cy Young years on there. And it comes with the has the letter of authenticity and actually a picture of him sitting on a couch signing the ball.
Oh, that's nice having the Cy Youngs on there. That's a nice notation that helps the value.
Yeah, I've never seen one. I've tried looking it up to find one similar to see a car, you know, what it would sell for. And then I also got just a regular old Ernie Banks ball.
Okay, Ernie Banks, depending on how it looks, 50 to 100. The Maddux, who authenticated the Maddux?
You know, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, well, if it's good,
standard looking.
If it's good authentication, I would think with that on there, that might be a $200 ball in a Chicago store. You know, with good authentication, and if it's a real clean ball with real clean signatures, that's a really neat item. We were talking a little bit about Tom Brady values, and Gary from Twitter sent me a message this week. He's a big listener and wanted to know what I thought about him, and then he was like, oh, I just listened to a tape of it, and you guys talked about it some. But, you know, after thinking about that more, here's what I really think about. With what he did, I think the guys who love Brady are going to still love Brady and still collect his stuff.
Yep.
And most of those guys are the guys who have been buying his stuff. I think the guys who hate Brady, which there's a lot of them, now have more reason to hate him. But they probably weren't bidding on his stuff anyway.
Probably
you know?
Not. Now, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think that it's not like wife beating. It's not, you know, one of those things that really, really hurts your value. Do you agree, Bill? Do you think it won't hurt him that bad in the long run?
I don't think so. I mean, like you said, I don't know that there's anybody waking up on May 31st and saying, I'm going to be a Tom Brady fan today. You either were and you are, or you not, and you are fans of other people. So his base is still very solid.
Yeah, I wouldn't think he lost a lot of fans because of that. I wouldn't think he lost a lot of bidders on his items. Now, where it might hurt some is guys that need to complete sets of autographs or whatever that he's in or whatever might not be quite as many on there, but I think long term, I think it's a blip, especially if he still comes back and does some more. But even if he retired today, I think his stuff, he's in the hall, and I think his stuff will hold very good value long term. Now we've got Jim from Homer Glen. What do you have there, Jim? Thanks for the call.
Hi, Tom. Jim Robert. How you doing?
Hey, hi, Jim.
Hi. Listen, I'm trying to get my hands on. I've got a good friend of mine who has a Roger Maris autograph that he got in 1958 at the in Kansas City when he played there.
What did he get it signed on?
Scorecard. But he's cut the scorecard. He framed and cut out the autograph.
Uh-huh. You know, that's still going to be good, a Maris cut. Now, Bill, let's say this was so that wouldn't have been a Yankee scorecard. It was probably a Kansas City scorecard.
Kansas City, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think would have been better, a cut signature of Maris or the Kansas City scorecard in full size signed by Maris, Bill?
Well, Jim, I guess you say your friend or your brother or whoever cut the signature out. Did he save the rest of the scorecard?
I do not. I don't think so. He has the autograph, and along with, I got to find out, there's a second autograph there of a player who also played them. But no, he doesn't have the rest. It's just a framed, I walked into his room, and here's Roger Maris on the wall.
Yeah, that's
and that's all he has.
Yeah, I would say a period cut signature. A lot of our authenticators, when they do authenticate stuff, if it is a period signature, they have a tendency to note that on their authentication, which does add considerable value to it. I mean, Maris died really before doing the show circuit, so to speak. So his autographs, while he's not even a Hall of Famer, are very, very sought after as far as collectors go. And that item you have could, depending on how it displays and what it looks like, could easily be somewhere between $800 and $1,500.
Ouch. I'm trying to steal it away from him, so
So Jim's going to do everything possible to make sure his buddy does not listen to this show. And by the way, for you listeners out there, if you ever miss any part of it and you do want to hear our show during the week, tcrowntom.com. Sorry about this, Jim, but you can hear tcrowntom.com. There's a replay of the show that you can listen to it during the whole week. Yeah, Maris, like on that ball that I got, I didn't get it that he brought in to show me, the 63 Yankees ball. You always look for the Maris on there because he does sell for the majority of Hall of Famers that have been in the Hall of Fame that played since then. He sells for more than most of the Hall of Famers. He had such a star-crossed career with the highs and the lows, you know, Hanlon, New York, and all that stuff. The story is really quite the story, and I think that it always will be. I think he'll always be remembered and
And he
through
was
history.
A very selfless, humble man, so that also adds to it all, too.
Yeah, seemed like a really good guy, actually. Yeah. And sounded like at times that people thought that Mantle and Maris didn't get along. I think they got along great, actually.
Yep.
So it's time for another short break. The number, we've got one on hold, but and we'll get to you after the break. The number is 312-332-3776. If you call us with a question about the value of your collectibles, we've got two boxes of cards we're giving away this week. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number's 312-332-3776. We're giving away a Donruss baseball box and a 2015 Contenders Draft football box to one caller or tweeter. If you tweet at TCrownTom a photo and we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing also. So, and also, just never, when it comes to golf, here's if I'm in fantasy golf with you and you ask me who you should pick.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
That's usually what I'm going to tell you.
You said that a few times this week, you know? And we ended up taking the same guy, you know?
Yeah, right. Who actually, far, Jimmy Walker is looking pretty good.
Yes.
Now, Superman Todd, I don't know where he gets his stuff. He sent me a picture on Twitter of a 1909 8x10 printing plate of Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Wow. Bill, have you ever seen anything like that at all? Where would you even...
A printing plate from a newspaper?
It doesn't look like it's from a newspaper, actually. It just looks like the printing plate made to print an 8x10 photo of him. And it's from 1909. That's something I guess maybe... I don't even know how you would even find any of what that might go for. I've never seen anything like that sell. That might be a good auction item, don't you think, Bill?
Sure. I mean, the first thing I'd want to do is take it to a printer and have him see if it's possible to print out that picture.
Yeah, and put that with it in an auction. Yeah, that would be awesome. And now, speaking of the Huggins and Scott auctions, bidding starts tomorrow for the June auction. Goes June 1st through June 11th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. They've got all kinds of cards, memorabilia. There's a Richard Nixon single sign baseball on there. There's a Roger Maris, a 1966 Topps Roger Maris autographed card with a 9 autograph grade, $500 minimum bid. You know, speaking of autograph grade, I know we were talking a while back about whether they ever grade a card and the autograph. I have on eBay, ending today, T-Crown Tom is my eBay ID, a 1963 Bears team card. The card was graded a 6 by Beckett, and the autograph, which was authenticated by JSA, has an 8 autograph on the George Halas autograph on this 63 Bears team card. So go to that, and if you want to bid on it, you got to do that this morning. So get out of bed, get to the computer, sign up for the Huggins and Scott auctions, and bid on my George Halas autograph.
All from the comfort of home.
Yes. John from Kenosha is on the line. What do you have there, John?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
I have a charcoal drawing by George Pollard, signed by him, of Paul Molitor, and signed by Paul Molitor as well.
Huh. And, now, is this a numbered drawing, like a one-of-one type thing, or is it 50 of them? What's the story there?
Yes, I believe it. I don't know the number of it, actually.
It's of 50.
Okay, what do you think of that, Bill? I guess it would help to see a picture of it if you could send us a picture.
Yeah, I mean, a signed Molitor, what you have really is a print as opposed to the original drawing. The original could probably bring thousands, but I would guess the print could be, depending on the fact that it's only limited to 50 is a good thing. I would think that would be in the couple $100 range.
Yeah, very good. Next on the line, we have Jim from Naperville. Thanks for holding, Jim. What do you have?
Good morning. I've got a scorecard, 1949 Chicago Cubs versus New York. It's a Andy Pafko Day special. He's got an inset of Andy Pafko, and it's autographed by Andy Pafko. The last time he showed up at a Cubs convention.
Now, you don't happen to have the 52 Tops Andy Pafko card with that, do you, Jim?
I'm looking for it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of neat with the Andy Pafko Day. He was, wasn't he on the 45 Cubs World Series team also, right?
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't think you've got a ton of value to that. What do you think, Bill? Maybe in the $100 to $200 range?
Yeah, maybe even more than that. That's what we call like a moment in time type thing. And those things have become really, really popular lately. And the fact that you got it signed by AFCO, I think is a gigantic plus to that. I think that may be a surprise item if you're ever looking to sell that in our auction.
So you think,
I haven't seen one of those.
So you would think that you would take that in a Huggins and Scott auction. That would be cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you never know, Jim. Maybe it would, couple of guys that have never seen it, and that's the thing about auctions. You get two guys that have the money and really want it, and they've never seen another one. They can sometimes take off and really make your day.
Well, I hope it does. I'm surprised they were playing New York. It looks like it was in the month of May.
So was it the New York Giants they were playing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was before Willie Mays, but it's always neat looking at those old programs, actually. I like that stuff.
Yeah, if you're interested in selling that thing, give me a call during the week. I'd be happy to discuss that with you.
The phone number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 301-608-0355. So Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott. If you're not there, is there anybody else they can talk to, or do they need to talk to you, Bill?
Oh, I would probably want to talk to him about that, but if I'm not there, my staff is very, very good at getting me my messages. So.
All right, very good. And now on hold, we have Dave from Chicago. Hello, Dave, what's up?
Not too much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I actually have, they're nice and framed too, but it's Kane and the Captain. I got autographed jerseys and pucks both behind the frame.
Kane
and like
and
a shadow box frame almost.
Okay, now what is it? It's Kane and Taves autographed pucks in a shadow box?
Well, no, it's a jersey, too. It's a Taves jersey and then a Kane jersey. Then both of them have autographed puck, too. Jerseys are autographed, though, too.
So you have two separate framed, you know, one for each of them. Oh,
yeah.
Very good. I'll tell you what, sooner or later, I think there should be a statue of the two of them, and I think I'd actually want Duncan Keith with them. And how about Duncan
Absolutely.
Keith, how good he is? Yep. He's
awesome.
He really is.
I actually have a Keith and Hossa jersey signed, too, but I figure the Captain and Kane might bring a little more.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, and I think at sometimes Taves is hotter, sometimes Kane is hotter. But they're always very popular, without a doubt, and always at least a couple $100 on a jersey. You're probably in a frame in a store in Chicago. You're probably looking maybe $500 for that whole thing retail you'd be asking on it, you know, for each one. But to me, I want to get something really nice at Duncan Keith, too, because that guy, I really enjoy watching him play. And he, what was he averaging, like 35 minutes in the playoffs
a game? It
and
was a lot.
He just keeps rolling along.
And he's so steady.
Absolutely.
And patient and just.
When he's not out there, their defense just isn't the same.
Yep.
So, yeah, great items, and maybe they can, if they win the finals, that sure won't hurt the value, right? Now, Bill, do you ever auction?
If they win the finals, Hawks and six.
There you go.
Now, Bill, do you ever auction the current Blackhawks stuff like that? Is any of that stuff valuable enough for you in your auctions, or no?
Well, I mean, anytime you have a jersey, or I mean, in hockey, it's probably a jersey because you couldn't get a team to sign a puck; it would look ridiculous.
Yeah,
but,
right.
If you had a jersey signed by the championship team, any of those things will bring, you know, a thousand or plus or more, and maybe a couple of them even several thousand, depending on how long ago it was and whether or not all the people are still available to sign it. So,
you know, Mike from
any championship thing, it has a very, very good audience for it.
Yeah, very good. Mike from Chicago stopped by T-Crown yesterday, Bill, and the Ulysses Grant will be in the August Huggins and Scott auction. Remember we were talking a couple weeks ago about that Ulysses Grant cut signature from Upper Deck number 6?
Right, yeah.
He dropped that off. And he also has a 1949 Bowman Jackie Robinson card, which I put a picture of that at T-Crown Tom on Twitter. I listed it yesterday. There's a light crease across the front of it. He wants to get that graded just so the rest of the card is very nice. What I'm thinking, that can't be a one. I'm thinking maybe does that get like a 3 if it's a nice card with a surface crease across the front that doesn't take that much away from it. What do you think about that, Bill? I'm not that good on estimating grading.
Without seeing the severity of this crease, Tom, I mean, is it a noticeable crease, or is it something you kind of got to look for and hasn't really broken the paper or anything?
Well, looking at it like on a close-up on the photo, you can see it. When you first look at the card, you got to kind of angle it to even see it. And the rest of the card...
It has a fighting shot at a 3.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He's also sending that along for that auction. I would think that's going to be, even if it's a 1, that's probably going to do 500 or 600, I would think. So,
well, it sounds to me like this card has much better appearance than its technical grade would be. In
right,
this case,
right.
A lot of those items in our auction do better than what an average 3 ungraded would go for, you know.
Now, if you didn't hear us talking at the start of the show about the JR emailed me a picture of what he thinks is a Mule Haas 1930s game-worn jersey. I posted a picture of that. It looks so cool seeing a jersey like that in color. Because everything I see from that era, it's always in black and white. And I included above that, he had a signed photo of Luke Appling wearing that style jersey, and that's it's like, oh yeah, it's that jersey. You know what
Very
I mean?
Cool.
But it looks so different. It's just so cool. Now, Bill, with water damage, how much do you think that would affect the value of a 30s jersey like that? Let's say it is a Mule Haas jersey, good player from the 30s.
Now, when you say water damage, how severe is this water damage?
It's kind of stained. It almost looks like he dove head first into a muddy pile, and it's stuck in on. It's like stained, but it's
dark stained.
You know, pretty. It's noticeably stained.
How much of the jersey is stained?
A pretty good portion of it. I mean, I would say the majority of it. It looks like he dove head first on a muddy day. but it's not like you can't see the jersey. I mean, it's just stained.
Well, if everything else on the jersey is still original and somewhat intact, the piping, the numbers, the tags and all that type of stuff, if all that is still intact, I mean, this thing is still several thousand dollars or more.
Plus he has everything else with it, the pants and some of those gloves from that time frame can go for a lot of money.
Do the pants have the stain on it, too?
I think that everything he had was stained, at least. It had water damage. It must have been in something in a basement or something where the.
Well, that would be good if the stain is consistent throughout the entire ensemble rather than, just the jersey stain.
Yeah, it looks like it is through everything. And like I say, JR, I do want to see a photo of that briefcase. For some reason, that intrigues me, too. Next on the line, we have Tim from Chicago. What do you have there, Tim?
I got a jewel for you today, Tom. I've got a 1974-75 Knox College junior varsity basketball team signed photo.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. That is awesome. Now that would be, I'd pay big money for that.
That's what I figured. That's right. I have to bring it to you so you can see it in person.
All right. Very good. Which gym is this? I take it it's a Knox College student?
It's Tim Bopp.
Oh, Tim. Okay. Very good. Yeah. What a ball club that was, huh?
I think we played a total of 10 games, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so. What a ball club. We beat Western at Western. You got to like that.
That's exactly right. That's our claim to fame, I think.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for the call, Tim. Good to hear from
you. Okay. Congratulations on your success.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, take care.
Next on the line, we have Joe from Montgomery. What's up, Joe? Oh, we lost Joe. Joe, if you could call back, I'm sorry I disconnected you. Okay, well, the number is, we're almost at the end of the show. We probably, if Jim wants to call back, we'll get you on. If not, it's probably too late for anybody else to call in. But now, don't forget, we've got the Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins June 1st. It goes June 1st through June 11th. Lots of great stuff on there. We've got all kinds of autographed cards. Here's a 3,000 Hit Club signed baseball with 15 signatures on it, including Aaron Mays and Musial. So you got to love that.
Very nice.
You've got now here's something. I've actually been considering selling the old Comiskey Park seats that I have in T-Crown. And he's got one seat with a $250 minimum bid from the old Comiskey. It'll be interesting to see what that does. This one still has the green painting. The ones I have at T-Crown were, I actually love the way they were mounted. People sit in those a lot.
Yeah, if coming from a Cub fan, I'm suggesting don't sell them. We like them. We like them there.
Well, yeah, sooner or later. Because if I ever do close T-Crown, or I don't even know if I moved, if I'd have enough room for them if I didn't. But, we'll see what happens. It looks like it's too late to get the call. This show went too fast.
They all do.
It'll be good in July when we get the extra hour for that 1 week. But, Vince, it's time to do the drawing.
Tim from Joliet's this week's winner. So, Tim, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience.
And ERC Delivery will deliver it no charge you.
No
Don't charge. Forget, on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicago area, ercdelivery.com. Huggins and Scott, bidding begins tomorrow on their June auction. By the way, Eric, who had the accident a couple weeks ago, made it in today, and Vince and I gave him a standing ovation when we saw it in. Thanks for being here, Eric. You did a great job. And he even got that Hogan's Heroes I Know Nothing cut on there. So everybody have a great week. It's supposed to be, the weather's supposed to be better. Enjoy the week. We'll be on next Sunday. Thanks for listening.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.